Eden Prairie.
Here we are. Guys, the Fat Tire Brewing Company, formerly home.
Fat Pants.
Oh, Fat Pants, right. Formerly home of these guys. Now they're over in Eagan, Minnesota, but hey, this, I'm excited about coming here. This is another family-owned operation here in Eden Prairie. It's the Fat Pants Brewing Company, and you know why they call it that? Because when you have too much of their great beer, there's nothing better than laying on the couch and just getting your fat pants on. So that's why it's called that. Don Anderson started this brewery with his daughter Elizabeth. Supposedly loves IPAs. Let's go find out how the Fat Pants Brewing Company is doing.
All right. Eden Prairie's first tap room, Fat Pants Brewing. And walking in, man, it's spacious. I mean, I had no idea it was going to be this big inside, but there are all sorts of things going on in here. That's really cool. So they got a food truck in there, inside, parked inside. So cool. You know, they got digital menus and stuff above it, but you know, you can go up there and order what you need, which is cool on this side of it. Brew house, making everything right on site. Lots of tanks back there, so bunch of different varieties I think we're going to have in store for us. So definitely excited about that. But you know, this place is really cool because of all the different little seating areas they got. You know, they got high top tables, they got low tops, they've got a great patio out here for when the weather's nice. Seating by couches, booths. I mean, basically, any type of seating arrangement you want, you got it. And then on this side of things, you know, they got this wraparound bar that you can see. They got more TVs playing up here. Easy to order. Go right up there and order. It's a restaurant. I mean, they're serving food in here, but don't get a restaurant vibe at all. Feels like a brewery, which is really, really cool. And hey, they had a flight for us. And their flight comes in on a pair of fat pants. So that's cool too. Let's go.
Fat Pants Brewing Company.
Man, this is, I love this vibe.
Yeah, man. It's cool
this
in here,
so
you guys.
Cool.
No, it's very, you know, we were saying driving over and looking at it and reading about it. It's like, oh, it's going to feel real restaurant-y and it's going to be a restaurant. And they definitely got food, but man, it feels like a brewery.
Yeah, I mean, it's
no waitresses type thing, you know, and so, no.
Great vibe. I mean, atmosphere is great. We're here at noon on a Monday, and nice crowd. You got the brewing right in the back.
Yep.
They got really cool stuff, leave behinds. They do happy hours. They do different things throughout the week. They have food, like bar food. I mean, you know, that's
it.
That's cool. I mean, so
they have a flight. They offer a traditional flight, and it comes in a pair of fat pants, which is fucking cool.
You know what? I love the whole concept. We're sitting on a couch right now because, like they say, the principle of it, if you have too much to drink and you love the beer,
put them on
and lay down and curl up on the couch. So here we go, guys. We are in Eden Prairie, and I'm excited about this one because this is not just a pilsner, it's a pilsner.
Yeah, man.
So here we go.
You know,
find out if Don Anderson and
who's been watching this, you know, we like Czech pilsners.
Now that.
Okay, so we're getting some good ones. We feel like we haven't had too much success in these Minneapolis suburbs so far.
This is a, that good. Is a smooth, for the first beer of the day, a Czech pilsner.
Smells good.
It's delicious. It's
wow.
I mean, is that a good beer?
That's a really good beer.
That is an excellent beer, isn't it?
And so these guys, I mean, this family's been really brewing beers. It was 84, I think it's like when they started dabbling in it.
And Don gave his dad, Dennis, a brewing kit.
Yeah.
And Don is now the current owner.
Yep.
Dennis was his dad, and I guess it was terrible. But you know what? They
tried, they bonded.
And they found out it was really a lot of fun. And so then
move forward to what, 2019, I think it was. And then the kids gave Don a brewing kit. And again, it wasn't very good, but they found out, hey, experimenting was a lot of fun. And they just built this family operation.
Him and his daughter really like went at it. And no, this is...
I mean, they got
one, one for one.
So, man, you make a great pilsner. But you know what they said? I heard that Don loves IPAs.
Yeah.
Now, the flagship, unfortunately, was out.
So yeah.
It's a mosaic, which really, really...
It happens. It tells you that it's good.
But we got two more. This is the Devotion. And I guess maybe... Thinking Don maybe named it Devotion for his devotion to IPAs.
I think so, maybe.
Might have mentioned Matt here, Don, because I like IPAs. We'll see. And this is not hazy. This looks like an IPA that I'm going to love.
That's what I mean. And I could feel some hop bitterness going on in that Pilsner. So he likes the hops.
That's a good IPA, man. Look at the glass.
Look at that. Yeah, see how it's hanging on?
Man, that is... That is really good, Don.
That's Elizabeth, awesome.
Man, you guys nailed that one.
Oh, yeah. No, I can.
This is our second day in Minnesota doing reviewing breweries. I couldn't find an IPA. We did five breweries yesterday in the southwestern parts of the city, and I couldn't find an IPA like. So far, one for one, my friend.
I can tell that one, yep.
This is the double.
That's the double. Space Monkey is what they call this guy. And,
oh, my God.
Oh, see, Don's coming through. Yeah. I like to see that, man. I do. And it looks a little bit darker than this one, right?
I mean, it's a double IPA. Yeah. 8.5%, probably more bitter. There goes Don right there.
That is Don.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Yep.
Wow.
It's good.
I feel like going giving him a hug.
Oh, holy shit.
You don't like it, do you?
God damn.
Hey, folks, man. I feel so bad that I didn't take... If this isn't even the flagship, I can only imagine what a mosaic must taste like. So.
Hey, man.
I'm just going to keep this over here. Don't even touch that sucker.
Yeah, man. That sucker's strong.
Okay, it's winter. Again, they didn't have a... They still have Oktoberfest, which is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Well,
I almost got it because... I don't know.
Why do they still have it?
They're still around. But I wanted to try this
because we're filming this in December, just before Christmas. So that's why you maybe see the Christmas stuff. But this next one is a stout. Of course, it's winter, so we're sampling the porters and the stouts when we can.
Yeah.
And this is a s'mores.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, that's what kind of caught my attention.
Look at that foamy head, man.
So far, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've had a better stout. I mean, I don't think I have. I honestly say this could be the best stout I've ever had. I mean, I'm serious. Look at the glass.
Yeah.
Wait till you taste that.
I mean,
that's a milkshake.
These are still hanging.
This is a milkshake, guys.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if nothing
that
else
smells
comes,
really good.
You have six of those and you will be putting fat pants on.
Oh, my God.
Is that the smoothest, most unbelievable taste?
That just became...
Look at this glass. I mean...
That you know, just became the stout that everyone is going to have to compete
with. If you've ever had a Guinness,
if
you like Guinness, you got to come here. And that's not even a side pour.
No.
Guys. That's straight out of the tap.
I guarantee you, we will be talking about how does it rank against... What was the name of this one? Dang it, I forgot the name of it.
Well, it's a stout. Well, it just says stout. We'll get the name of it.
Good luck, Twin Cities. This is now the number one stout in our minds.
Yep.
So until we come up with another...
Don and Elizabeth, you have given the beer guys a stout that will be compared to.
Yeah.
We will always be referring to. We always pick one. I mean, our IPA of choice, and Don, and you guys, I'm sure you guys know Surly. I mean, that's the Furious is what
absolutely
I mean,
he does. God, yeah.
There's nothing. I mean, and you're, I mean, and of course, it's not Fury, but you, I would buy your beer anytime, and I would buy any of your beers.
Four for four, man.
And I can't even imagine the other ones must be as good. So, from Eden Prairie, former home of the Minnesota Vikings, gosh. The Vikings only put 3 points on the score yesterday. We've got 4-0 here. We're a winner here for the Fat Pants, man.
Good job.
Yeah.